It is November 1st.
Yes.
It is the day after Halloween.
Rabbit.
Yes, I see people posting that on Twitter, and I guess that's a thing you're supposed to say on the first of the month.
I think it's a Northeast thing. It's a lucky thing or something.
Then why is it Big Fatty always has everybody? Everybody always sends it to Big Fatty where they say rabbit. He is of the Northeast. Big Fatty is not. So,
yeah. I mean, the people I know who said it originally to me were from Virginia and Pennsylvania.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Everybody always sends it to Big Fatty.
Rabbit. Yes, Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty, doesn't want to squeak. It's true, huh? Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode... Oh, shit. I didn't write it down. I would change the calendar. 3541. Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up. Well, no surprise there. No, Big Fatty. Hello, Wanthers. Big Fatty, y'all. I'm just going to take a moment right now and write down this because, y'all, I was not prepared. 3541. 3541. And then tomorrow will be 3542. I say chew, and Friday is 3543. Okay. We can begin now. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. Y'all, it is episode 3541 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 1st of September, 2021. Got lots to tell you today, but before we get to that, let's get to this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I see y'all today, the 1st of September, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person used to be in the Tejas. Y'all, I believe he's now out in the San Francisco. Big Fatty, is it Kathy Marshall? No, she's never lived in Tejas that I know of. He was our Tejas State Fire, fried food, a correspondent, when he was living there. Y'all, it's always lovely to get an update from him. Y'all, I am talking about, of course, the one and only Bjorn. Big Fatty, we love Bjorn. It's true, we do love Bjorn. And, y'all, I do know that he is on the 20. I'm not sure about the face, but y'all, if you see Bjorn on the 20 or the face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Maybe an elephant ear fried or fried Oreo, deep fried Oreo. Maybe, you know, maybe he would prefer, nowadays, he'd prefer just some Rice-A-Roni. Big Fatty.
Happy birthday. Out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too.
Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, the famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, I love the Fat Acres song.
I love the Fat Acres song, too. And, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I think young Nicholas was here when I recorded, and he took off a little bit later, and y'all, then I watched some things on the TV machine, and y'all, then we recorded, but first, and y'all, I had taken, we recorded at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and right before we started recording, y'all, I took my go-to-bed pills, and by the time we were done, y'all, I could barely keep my eyes open. And so, after we finished, evidently, I was making comments about, oh, well, you didn't talk about this, and they'll say, we just talked about that. So, y'all, it's sad. It's just sad. And, anyway, y'all, slept like a baby on Monday night, and, y'all then, let's see, y'all woke up about before 6:30 a.m. in the morning, and I thought, no, but y'all, it was kind of dark. I thought it was overcast, but y'all, I think the days are just getting shorter. So the mornings are a little bit darker, is what I think. A Big Fatty, and y'all got up Tuesday morning. Y'all, I had my brufkus, and y'all, I was getting ready to go out for my nipple walk. And Olive called me, and y'all, Miss Kitty has taken a turn for the worse, and he was in the emergency room on Monday night, and at some point during the evening, he was moved to the intensive care unit, and y'all, they could not get his AFib under control. So his heart rate was really high, and y'all, his blood pressure they couldn't get it up. They couldn't get the AFib down or the blood pressure up. So y'all, they've had to put him on a ventilator, and y'all, to be honest, the prognosis is not good at all, and. I told Olive that I would come by, and we would go to lunch, and he wanted to do some placement of where he's going to have the pictures hung in the new assisted living apartment, and then I would go with him. He was scheduled to go down and see Miss Kitty. Between 4 and 6 p.m. You could only go during those 2 hours. And I said I would be more than happy to go with him. And so, y'all, we did all those little tasks. And, y'all, then what did we do? We stopped by the post office. And, y'all, then... we went to the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo, and y'all, we got all checked in and went up to see Miss Kitty, and he doesn't look good. He was a bit jaundiced in color in his face, and he's been heavily sedated so that he doesn't. Try to take out the breathing tube, and y'all, his hands were cold. So being realistic, it's just not good. And They had asked that we bring the living will and the medical power of attorney, for lack of a better term. I don't know exactly what that means, but we took those documents down there, and I went with the nurse while she made copies of those things, and that gave Olive some one-on-one time with Miss Kitty. They did say his name. The nurse said his name out loud, and he opened his eyes and kind of looked at Olive and myself, and y'all, it was a distant look, and it was it just wasn't good, and so Olive had some time, and y'all, he's said his goodbyes, and he was very emotional, as one would be. Y'all, they'd been together for 48 years, and then he talked to their normal cardiologist, and the cardiologist said, something else is going on other than this AFib thing, and but they didn't know what it was, and the doctors at the hospital couldn't figure it out, they haven't been able to determine what else is wrong. But y'all, it just sounds like we won't be having Miss Kitty with us much longer. But y'all, I took Olive back to the retirement community, and he says, I just could not have done this without you. I said, well, I'm here. Anytime you need me, you call me, and I'm going to be mad at you if you don't. And Olive is 90 years old. Miss Kitty was 72 or 73, or is 72 or 73. And y'all, it's just topsy-turvy is what it is. And but Olive has a keen mind. He is very active, so he's gonna be okay. And he tells me that, and I believe him, because I think he's going to be okay. Yes, it's going to be difficult, but y'all, it's so comforting that the move is behind him, and so he's not having to deal with that. Y'all, one good thing that happened was I took the two of them to the closing, where they had to sign the papers and all for the sale of their house. And y'all, in the afternoon on Tuesday, before we went down to the hospital, Olive got the call that the sale was complete, and the duckies had been transferred. By y'all, wire transfer. That means it's there immediately. And so that was good news. And took Olive back. He said he would be fine for the evening. He was going to get out of his clothes, put on his robe, and relax. I said, now make sure you eat a little supper. I've got fruit and yogurt, and I don't know what else he said he had. But anyway, I think he'll be fine. It's going to be a very tough time, but I truly believe that he will be okay. And y'all, I told the Nip about this, and he called me later and said, well, how are you doing? And y'all, I'm doing fine. Having been through this with my mother and father just recently, I don't want to say it's easier, but I'm kind of I kind of know what to expect, and I think that's that helps me, and I'm fine. Big Fatty, you're burping like you're fine. It's true. So that's the big news of the day. I will say that I did do my nipple walk around Fat Acres this morning. So it's nice to get back out and get some nipple size. And y'all, I think that this afternoon, once I got home, not long afterwards, young Nicholas stopped by, and I told him of the day's events and all, and sent a testimonium to Durwood and Granny and Ryan and Jonathan, just letting them know what was going on, and that we're not going to be having a fright at Fatty's, because y'all, it's just, you know, again, like last week, it was concentrating on helping them get moved into the new place, and this week is concentrating on taking care of Olive and helping him through some difficult times that are approaching quickly. And y'all, I hope I'm not coming across as callous or non-caring, because there's it's nothing further than from the truth. I did have a few moments with Miss Kitty. I was holding his hand, and I don't know if he could hear me or not, but I'm assuming that he could. And I told him that Olive would be okay. We would make sure he is well taken care of, and that it would be okay, that he did not have to worry about that. And that's just it. I said basically the same thing to the orange hat when he was passing away. You know, we watched him take his last breath when he passed on, but I just kept saying, it's okay. We will take care of Mama and or the Hatterina, and it's gonna be okay. And it was mainly just to. And like I say, I don't know if he heard me or not, but it was just to if there was anything that could cause worry, I wanted to remove that worry. And y'all, right now, Miss Kitty, they're just making him comfortable, and we'll see how it all pans out. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, keep Olive in your thoughts. I know you will. And Miss Kitty, I hadn't heard a fat lady singing. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, how about a B flat? Would you like to hear one of those? Oh, Big Fatty, how inappropriate. Y'all, you got to take care of yourself, and you got to keep upbeat spirits. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there. Taylor, what you got to share with us?
Everybody always sends it to Big Fatty.
Oh, what are they sending to me? Oh, by the way, Miss Bacon, the birthday card you sent finally arrived today.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.